Father, we thank you because you will do more today. Thank you for that person that saw the flow. Thank you. Thank you for that person that was having heart palpitation. And what you did was to tell me on my seat, when you get off stage, pray for internal organs. I know that what you say to one, you say to all. We thank you for what you've done. Cause us celebrate you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Well, let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and on your right as a welcome to Koza Tuesday. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Leave your seat, leave your seat. Somebody's not smiling. Give them a hug. Let them know you love them. Let them know you are acting on behalf of God. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. On Sunday, I began talking about faith, particularly a zero in how the faith is obedience. I can't recap too much, but I will just make two statements. That you hope to do God's word is not tantamount to obedience. And I give you an example of the prodigal son in Luke 15, 18. He said in his heart, I will arise and go to my father. Nothing changed when he said that. The fatted calf was waiting for him. The ring was waiting for him. The sandal was waiting for him. The rope was waiting for him. That rope signifies what they call toga verilis. But none of them happened until in verse 20 when he arose and went to his father. Did you notice that out of the speech he wanted to make for God, God stopped him in the middle of the speech? He wouldn't make him to utter words that will anchor him from doing what he should have done in his life. I pray for you. You will not hear this message in vain. As you act, because it's not possible for James to say, don't be hearers only if there were no hearers only. Deceiving your own self. I pray for everyone listening to me, whether you are here physically or you are watching, that you won't be hearers only in the name of Jesus. You'll be the doer of the work in the name of Jesus. And your life won't remain the same. When you know these things, blessed are you when you do them. You will do the word. Permit me to move to Hebrews 11:6 as I begin to wield authority. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Pastor Beardy, what are you talking about? Number one is that I'm not the one that said it. The Bible says. So if I pay my tithe, I'm not pleasing God. I'm not saying that without faith. If I danced and gave thanks to God, I'm not pleasing God. I didn't see it without faith. So we all, by faith, we do everything by faith. Anything you do without faith becomes sin. So without faith, it is impossible. This is the only place where impossible appears in the Bible. It doesn't say, please, please, please walk by faith. It said, it's impossible. You can't forget to please him. For he who comes to God. In Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 3, God came to Adam in the cool of the day. But after Adam was chased out of the Garden of Eden, man now comes to God. If you come to God in prayer, if you come to God in giving of offering, if you come to God in worship, anyhow you come to God, you must know two things. Number one, you must believe that he exists. Because the word is extinct from which you have the word exists. Then, The next is ginomai, which means become. So the Greek should have, the English Bible should have been translated. Then when you believe he is real, then God becomes your rewarder. The rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There's no way you can be diligent in seeking him if you believe he's not real. Many years ago, we hosted Don Moen in church. We were still at Disney Dome. He was practically one of the first people we hosted internationally. He was supposed to minister in the evening and supposed to show up in the morning. So when he showed up, he was gracious enough to do two songs. So when he came up stage, the whole church went into rapturous clap, celebrating him. And the Lord whispered to me, that was Don Moen. How much more? So the way you don't see out of your mouth, a fool doesn't see out of his mouth that there's no God. Your action speaks louder than words. Did you hear me? So your action must believe. There must be a corresponding action that God is real. Then it becomes your reward. Now, those who come to church all the time, those who pray all the time, those who listen to the word all the time, that God has not rewarded them according to the word they've heard. Maybe, I'm not saying that's the case for everybody. Maybe those people have not operated in such a way that God is real. If God is real, when they say, let's pray, you will not be. It's because you don't believe God is real. You don't pray. You don't think it's a prayer answering God. Sarah laughed within herself inside the room. And God said, is there anything too hard for God to do? According to the time of life, I will visit Sarah again and she will know. Actually, the kind of faith, the kind of seed you've sown, the passionate seed, and the covenant I have with Abraham, Sarah may doubt. It doesn't spoil anything. I've carried out my faith. So I will return to her. I pray in the name of Jesus. The last time you doubted God will be the last time you ever doubted. In Psalm 50 verse 5, he says, separate unto me or gather to me my saints. Okay, so they are talking about born again Christian. But among them, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. See, don't be confused. Don't be disillusioned. It's very easy to give money. Particularly if you have a revelation and you have a lot of them. Very easy. So I pay my tithe. Who are you harassing? Tithe is God's part of the money with you. It's not yours. It's not given. You just give God his part. If you want to give, then give offering. It doesn't determine that. It determines the tithe. Very, very easy to pray when you're in trouble. I've prayed before for 6 hours, and 6 hours was not enough. I wanted more. I've attended church before, and I said, they don't pray enough in this church. Because I was going through some things, I needed prayer. Can I have a witness? Anybody can pray. Anybody can worship. Anybody can cry. Most people crying, they are crying non-belief. Oh, you just see them crying, you think they are faith. No. There's something making some to cry. But if you give God your heart, there's nothing you can give God. That's if I shoot your hand, it can be cut off, you can get another one. There are different statistics, but if I shoot your heart, that's the end. No extra one. So if you told God, God, I give you my heart. What do you say to boyfriends? Oh, they broke my heart. So when the person asks you out, you say, give me 3 weeks to think about it. You weighed it. Can I give my heart to this person? You know what Jesus did? He gave you his heart anyway. Even while you were a sinner, while you were smoking, he gave you his heart. He wasn't scared. Hallelujah. gather to me. Those who have entered into a relationship that is deeper by sacrifice. In Romans 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice is your spiritual worship. I love the version that says, is your reasonable worship. Romans 12 verse 1 is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service is not coming to church. It's not being a worker. Your reasonable service is presenting yourself, not a dead one, a living sacrifice. So somebody invited you to a party. Ah! Do you know Koza? Yeah. My pastor is already seeing this. And I'm hearing it. And I'm doing it. You should have come 3 weeks ago. I would have attended. I can't attend that kind of party. Someone said, oh, more, let's be doing things. You say, what are things? Oh, I understand. You should have come, I tell you. If you came 3 weeks ago, I can do more than you. But I've heard my pastor. Anything that doesn't spur you into action, you didn't believe it. Your reasonable service, your rational, intelligent service, your spiritual worship is when your body has been bought with a price, you dedicate back to God and your life will remain the same. Somebody said, pray for me. I'm just seeing sickness all over my body. I said, I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to pray for you with your HOD. But before we pray for you, when you fornicate, you sin against your body. So I'm not going to ask you where you live, what relationship you have. But if you want to walk in health, this. Have you understood it? Let's pray. There is nobody that can bind God. You can only bind the devil. So those of you that hold God on one hand to the back and say, give me something. His goodness leads to repentance. But that's not where or what he wants you to do every day of your life. He's long-suffering, but not everlasting suffering. All promises made by God in him is yes and yes. And yes, and yes, and yes. To a believer, promises are not actually promises. I can make you a promise and fail. But to a believer, it's called covenant. In other words, God can break it. Except you come out in the morning and you don't see the sun. Or in the evening, you don't see this moon. Then his covenant can be broken. Human energy will not bring it to pass. Human energy. Christian niece, it is well. I celebrate you. Will not change anything. Shouting will not change anything. Theatrics. Will not change anything. What will change? Everything. You are going through, what to make, what is the Bible, become a reality in your life? Faith. So when you're walking by faith, you're not doing me a favor. You're not doing God a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. Somebody say faith. In 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes and in him. Amen. It means yes and yes and yes and yes and yes. Do you think God has a kind of, what do you call that thing? Fax in heaven. When your prayer is faxed to heaven, God is just happy. Yes, yes. No, he has put things in place. If you walk by faith, he just prints out. If you walk by faith, in fact, the prayers he hears, the action, the giving, the worship, the thanksgiving that gets to God is the one of faith. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, somebody. So faith is critical. Somebody says to your neighbor, faith is critical. Why is faith very important? Why is pastor taking time to share on faith? It's possible you are listening to me or you are here right now and you are thinking, oh, I've heard this before. For me to repeat the same thing to you, for you, is not grievous. It's profitable for you. Even though I'm not going to preach the same thing the same way. I'm trying to let you know how important faith is. When I was in school, there are churches we call hope churches. Something will happen. Oh, slap your neighbor, high five. It doesn't change anything. Hope doesn't change anything. It's faith that changes things. I'm sorry. That's why such churches preach on faith. Because hope can only raise your hope. People that commit suicide don't have hope. They are by three things on earth: faith, hope, and love. Hope alone cannot save you. Are you following what I'm saying? When you have hope, you do what the Bible says, love, then you release your faith. That's when it's going to work. Am I talking? So, faith is critical. We have hope churches, we have faith churches, we have word churches. There's nothing like the Bible doesn't say that. Every believer, the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. Okay? You are the one that compartmentalizes it. Not Bible. Not God. Not the Holy Ghost. I know a pastor can have emphasis on the word and preach on hope and preach, but four times it was mentioned in the Bible, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, that God made sure it was mentioned four times to let you know that any direction you go, you live by faith. Amen. Amen. Say after me, say, I live by faith. Why is faith critical? If I have time, I'll describe something to you. If I have time. God does not use anything that does not originate from Him. If that prayer does not come from God, it not seats Him. If that giving is not from God, it won't pass this room. If that amen is not a response to what God has said, it won't pass the truth. Anything that does not emanate or come from God becomes inactive. God cannot use it. Why? God is Adon, the owner. Anything, when I have time, I will show you the Old Testament ordinance, how that your sweat must not touch your body. When you enter the holiest of all, you must wear singlets in, because human sweat must not show in God's agenda. You may think I'm just harmonizing. This is the reason why you've attended church for a long time and that church was not blessed. This is the reason why this church is where it is. I must remind myself of this. No matter what, no matter how, I must not touch the glory of God. I must be very deliberate about it. No matter how young I am, no matter how old I am. Amen. If you don't understand this, you'll be thinking you are doing something for God, or you think you are doing God a favor. God is irritated. I don't care what you do. Oh, that program, I'm sure it's what I give. I'm not trying to humble you. I'm telling you the ways of God. He says, your ways are not my ways. It doesn't say my ways cannot be your way. But right now as it is, if you don't renew your mind, your ways are diametrically opposed to the way I operate. That's why the children of Israel, they knew the acts of God more. Only Moses knew the ways of God. He knew what to do. Did you see how God was talking to Abraham? There was something Abraham saw. In Genesis 18, let not my Lord be angry. If you saw, every time I read it, I'm like, what's wrong with Abraham? Yet he's the friend of God. He said, You are but a dead man, Abimelech. The man you took his wife is a prophet. He's not just a friend of God. He's a prophet. That guy has seen something that you probably have not given attention to. I'm getting somewhere. Remember, 400 years before Moses, he showed up. So don't think the law of Moses applied to him. He was a God visited Abraham. How many people watched the left of God like Abraham? In John 8:58, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Even in hell, he was called father. He's the father of faith. Come on, talk to me. This guy, when God was dealing with him, God was one-on-one with him. Yet, you saw the way he spoke to God because he knew God. You were just reading about God or what somebody described to you, God to be to you. Or the figment of your imagination. What is being born again? We're latching onto the promise made to Abraham. That's being born again. You're in the reality. It should have been promised in the reality of the promise. But law had to be introduced so that when the Lamb of God, the true Lamb, comes to take away, you know, others cover the sins. But the ones that will take away, if you've killed the ram before, then you can understand that there's a true Lamb that can take away the sins of the world. So law exists to let you know you are a sinner. So what we're latching on to, that's why those of the faith of Abraham shall have the blessing with the believing Abraham. Okay? So everything we're doing right now, we're linked to Abraham. Even though we are operating with better promises. And we have a better covenant. Are you following what I'm saying? God does not tolerate rivals. The earlier you wake up and know these things, the better. So a lot of people have been slowing themselves down. Oh, yeah. When I do this, oh, God will do something in my life this year. 2021 will pass. 2022. Wake up and I'm not saying people don't go through a process. I'm going through mine. But make sure you're going through a process. Not that you are stuck or you marked your script by yourself. A student that wrote exams and marked his script by himself will give himself a mark. God is highly possessive. You want to know the God you serve? Highly possessive. He says in the word, I'm a jealous God. Please don't. He's not missing. He said, look, I have a weakness. I'm a jealous God. And he's only jealous when you worship another God. Even when you worship yourself. Even when you are full of yourself. He will take anything out. Particularly if he has a finger on you. He wants you and he has made you. He said, these people are formed for myself. He wants you to be totally dependent on him. Totally. No matter what you have. No matter who you are. No matter the age, he wants you to be totally dependent on him. In 1 John 5:4, I quote the scripture a lot. 1 John 5:4. He didn't say whoever. That would I refer to you. Whatever is born of God is the world overcomer, including your business, including the idea. I said, whatever is born of God is the world overcomer. What is in the world? The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. When the Bible says Jesus Christ was tempted at all points, those are the three points. He wasn't tempted to be everything. He couldn't have been a lesbian. He was a man. Talk to me. But he was tempted at the three points. Go and study the temptation of Jesus Christ. It's those three points. Satan came to him and found nothing he could use in him. It's not inside him. Whatever, including the idea, the offering you're about to give tonight. Some of you had packed your offering. That package, you brought it to church. But as the word is going on, God said, change it. Don't only give what you brought to church. I want you to transfer from your account. That is from God. Devil will not give you that advice. I said, no devil can give you that advice. Suddenly you decide that from tomorrow you fast for 3 days. Satan cannot tell you to fast. He said, this type does not go out. Why would the devil want you to chase out his agent? Talk to me. And when God speaks to you, he knows how to talk to you. I'm not talking about those who are hearing voices. God spoke to me. God didn't tell you to back out of that guy's house. There are many things God didn't tell you. But he is telling me, he's telling you how to usher run my life. For whatever is born. So God gives birth to things. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. Those who believe in his name. Verse 13. Who were born. So God gives birth. Why do you think angels rejoice in heaven over somebody that is given birth to? The spirit meets the son meets the father. And there's a kind of spiritual ejaculation. They give birth to you. And there's no way they see a newborn baby, they don't rejoice. Who were born, not of blood. Who can tell me the meaning of blood? Sperm. Nor the will of the flesh. You're not talking. That's why Jesus says in John 3, that which is born of the flesh. See, sacrifice it. Give it a good car. Put in a new one, his flesh. That which is born of the, give it to me, John 3. I think verse 6. That which is born of capital spirit, Holy Spirit, is smaller spirit. Did you see that? You can't sandpaper it. You can't put in the foil paper. That which is born of the spirit. If lion gives birth to something, that thing will eventually become a lion. Praise God, somebody. So I was reading John 1:13 to you. That which is born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of God. Newsflash, all flash news. God gives birth. Never forget that. Say, I look exactly like God. In my human spirit, I look exactly like God. Praise God. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world by default. That idea you're throwing away from God, that is a world overcoming idea. I just feel like making, God gave it to you in the place of prayer, or you just finished praying, or you were consecrating yourself. That thing came from God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Please attach faith to that thing. If you don't believe in it, if you don't take steps, if you don't tell somebody, if you don't get it in your mouth, you're not walking by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, your faith. Not only having ideas, and nobody can have ideas. But if you know that you know, like you know the palm of your hand, that this thing is from God, then you get into your mouth. You believe it. You take steps. Oh, I don't have the capital. You move. God has given some people capital. You have the idea. Oh, but this is Nigeria. I'm telling you, this is Nigeria. God has prepared someone for you. And as you leave this place in the name of Jesus, you're coming back with a testimony. Anything that does not originate from God, that thing is likely to share the glory in the circumstance. It was your idea. It was your step. It was your move. Oh, my father, my uncle, God can use them. But if it doesn't emanate from God, you are likely to get the glory. Or when you're sharing the testimony, somebody else will get the glory out of it. So God will not touch it. You know about Lazarus? I believe, you know, I'm a deep thinker. When Jairus' daughter died, that little girl offended her dad. She pretended. Okay. Lazarus was sick. The one the Lord loves. He said, this one will give glory to God. So Jesus waited till he was dead, deader. Even the relation said by now, he must be. This type, nobody will get the glory. I don't know if you are here today. Your case is so bad that you are giving up. That's the right case. That's the right job for El Shaddai. Because this one, nobody will get the glory of you. If I'm talking about you, shout hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 1:27, quickly. 1 Corinthians 1:27. God has stumbled. Huh? Once in a while. God has chosen the foolish things of the world. They're not foolish, but the world calls them foolish. To put to shame the wise of this world. So if you're a medical doctor, you're an architect, or whatever it is, you have those things. They are important. But please, know when to hang them. When God is speaking, bow. Leave a space for God. Don't be too intellectual and say, no. But my training, we train. Who trained you? I'm a young man like you, and I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you the truth. Don't get to 80 and believe in regrets. God has chosen. You want to know about God, or you want to figure out who God is? God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things. How can God call someone like you? I know you now. You are weak now. What you said now, I've been waiting for someone to say it. Because God has chosen the weak things of this world. Thank you for saying it. Bible says, settle quickly with your adversaries. Don't waste time. Settle quickly. I'm weak. In fact, I've been released by faith to believe that I'm weak. But now that you have said it, you've done well. Because people think you are mad. I'm not just sermonizing. That's what I would do. He has chosen, not that he just dabbled. He has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are. There are things that are mighty in this world. Some of you think wherever the crowds are, or you see crowd go someplace, or many people saying something, you think is valid enough for you to say it. May be something God says, don't say out of your mouth. Like us, you can't hear that out of my mouth. You are an extremist. Oh, yes. Extremity brought me here. So I have to be extreme. But we're not seeing people saying it online, they don't know about it. And you have not, I can guarantee that you have not Googled also. I can guarantee that you have not Googled. Their co-laborer. No, I'm not the one you are talking to. If you're a laborer, that's good. What I read in the Bible is they cast out the bondwoman and her child. There are two mountains, one Arabia, one free woman. God calls some people 6 in the morning, calls some 12 in the noon, calls some 3, calls some 15 minutes to 6, and gave them the same reward. I should have 15 minutes to 6. I'm not a cool laborer. That's why you see, I'm not stressing you, things are happening. When I came to Abuja, they said midweek service, nobody will come to midweek service. You can see. What is happening? So before you judge me, ask yourself, do I like his results? Then there's something he knows. God has chosen the weak thing, and this can apply in your business, in your career, your private life. It's just because you are professing something else, and in your mind you are thinking something. I'm not talking about what happened today. I've been thinking about it many years before now. And God has chosen the weak things of this world. They are not really weak, but you know, the world has a way of making something that is bad popular. To put to shame the things that are mighty. If you forget anything, don't forget the word mighty. There are things that are mighty in this world. Things that people extol, things that people talk about. But God esteeming is a low thing in God's sight. Okay, I'm reading to maybe 29 thereabout. And he has chosen the base things of this world. The things which are despised. The things which are despised. God has chosen. The world despised things. What is it doing, my party? God has chosen something like that. And the things which are not. Worst case scenario. People enter the lift and look at you like you're transparent. You are not. You are the one God has chosen. To bring to nothing the things that are. Verse 29. The reason why God has done that is so that no flesh. You are rushing me. So that no flesh, nobody in this key will touch the glory of God. You see, I know I'm intelligent. But I'm telling you the truth. Who am I to gather people like this on a Tuesday? Who am I? Is it the first thing I would do? No. Why didn't I have results there? Is what you are doing the first thing you would do? Why don't you have results? Wake up. Put on your thinking caps. Don't touch the glory of God. You'll be stuck. You'll repeat a class. Things won't work. Revivals stop not because God is tired. Revivals stops because men don't understand this concept. Till the casket is slapped over me, I'll be doing exploits. Just because I got this right. You may not like me, but this David said, God chose me instead of my brethren because he likes me. So, there will be no argument who did it. Can you argue who did Manchester? I've never been there till now. Can you argue? You can argue. Lord, what are you saying? You shall not go. Okay, sir. There's nothing people that are close to me didn't used to beg me. They need you now. I said, God said I shouldn't go. Ha! What do you mean? God that told you to... Please. And the first day was like that. At least send another minister there. No. Everybody. And they were watching us from Nigeria. That is awesome. So, usable men as cars. Usable people as cars. Usable people as cars. Please, I don't remotely claim that I'm usable. Pause this. Thanks be to God who counted me faithful, putting me in ministry. If the heaven is not pure in his sight, who are you? It's just the right, it's just God's love and his mercy. It's through it that you're not consumed. But we try and do our part. Not that we worsen cases. So that no flesh will glory. Some started very weak and they started getting a result. God was very happy with you. And he began to bless the work. But as time went on, you were full of yourself. Like the English people say, you were on a high horse. When you see things God has done through you or done in your life to encourage people, he knows. When you're saying it to take the place of God, he knows. Amen? Amen. Particularly during testimony. You see, did I tell you people that this mouth has been anointed? When I see things, it happens. I'm not saying don't put your face in the anvil. I'm not saying don't the extremes to things. But your intent is very important. And you know the worst thing? You can't hide. All things are naked before whom that we have to do. All things are naked. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, everything God is doing through you will never stop. I say will never stop. Newsflash, God do not dumb people. You can't please God with your capacity. All I just need to do is to give God a land. Once I give him a land, how many people have given God a land in this group? I will just give God a land. You can't impress God with your capacity. You can't impress God with your strength. You can't impress God with your resources. What about your beauty? You can't impress God with your beauty. It's not possible that you say, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome, I'm impressed. Who made you? In Psalm 8, verse 2, the Bible says, in the mouth of babes and sucklings, or nursing infant, you've ordained. This is not something that happened. You've ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. In the mouth of babes. That's why the Bible says, if you don't behave like children or babies, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. That's why we dance the way we dance. That's why we jump the way we jump. I went for a meeting with my great mentor many years ago. He said we should just start jumping and start shouting and start rejoicing. Bishop Obi was the first to be jumping and rejoicing. I follow suit. Oh, other pastors, pastoring 10,000, 30,000 were jumping. But what has God done for you? You have 10 billion. 10 did I say billion? You have 10 million in your account and you are like a rugby player. Because Gabriel, I know my gifts and calling are without repentance. Keep him there. That's why you're struggling. Amen. See, if you want to be a pastor, make sure nobody pays you salary so that you can see anything, anytime. No space for God to walk because you're full of yourself. I've been there before. I was a younger version of me. The first thing you do when you meet people, you've been trained, intimidate them. Be full of yourself. Don't laugh. Everything that I check my Bible, everything God does, the word teaches me not to do it. If God laughs, it's ungodly not to laugh. It's ungodly. Some of you are for some places in Nigeria where they don't laugh. It's the way of saying, I have money, I'm serious minded. Who told you that? Can you be more Catholic than the Pope? Can you be more Christian than Christ? In his presence, there's fullness of joy. You're like this. And when they ask you, say, you know, I've been with the Lord for 3 days, you. You can be serious minded, you can be sober, but not that you are carrying heaviness. For the spirit of heaviness, he has given us the garment of praise. In 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. 2 Chronicles, don't worry, you'll like me next month. I will share something else. For the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout In other words, there's no race, no color, no language. This scripture, do not heat. It runs to and fro on the face of the earth. I'm from Congo. I don't have money. No. Throughout the face of the earth to show himself weak, strong on behalf of those who is loyal to him. See, anybody that turns to God, God is looking for you. God is looking for people that turns to him. In the middle of plenty, in the middle of decadence, in the middle, God wants covenant with people. He's drawing to and fro. He wants to help you. God wants to turn to you. So behave like somebody that needs help. Oh, I'm brilliant. Who gave you the brain? You woke up and found out you are brilliant. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, quickly. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel. In case you don't understand what this means, you know somebody invited me not too long ago to container vessel. That was the theme of the program, container or vessel. I said, what's vessel? What's container? This happened to me. I'm lying to you. I asked the person, who gave you this thing? He said, it's the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's by the way. But we have this treasure in vessels. There are vessels of diamond where you put treasure inside. How many of you have this shelf in your sitting room where they put the plate of visitors or daddy's plate? Your mom will just remove our wrapper and use it to clean. So we have a special guest today. Then they put fried meat inside. If they burn you well, let one enter your mouth. It's a container or vessel. But we have this treasure. So there is earthen vessel, diamond vessel, vessel of gold, vessel of silver. The last one, you know what they call it in Yoruba? Pofo Kodumi. If you break, you not pay me. I go just buy another one. That's the meaning of Pofo Kodumi. It's normally behind the door. They just pour water in it. Earthen vessel. Water is common. If it breaks, you get another one. If you live in my kind of village, to go to your neighbor to say, give me water, the neighbor will give you water instantly because water is not something your neighbor should be begging for. Talk to me, somebody. So God bypassed the diamond vessel, bypassed the gold vessel, bypassed the silver vessel. He went behind that door and put the treasure inside the vessel of clay. So that when you are looking for it, clay. Tap your neighbor, say, I may not look like it. Come on, talk to me. Say, I may not look like it. You may not call me handsome or call me beautiful, but I have this treasure inside this earthen soup. Can somebody shout hallelujah? We have this treasure in earthen vessel so that the excellence of the power. Not us. We know. Not us. It should not be of us. The excellence of it should be of God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever will come upon you this evening, a man can receive nothing except what has been released from heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus, what will come upon you this evening will make your friends excited, will terrify your enemies. A threefold amen if you believe it. 2, 3. Sit down. I still have some time. One of the reasons why you don't have results is that you have a plan B. I got into ministry not having plan B. What are you doing, bro? Yeah, I'm doing a contract somewhere. When Moses lifted up his hands, you know, there's some things that make sense to your brain. You went to collect your contract, you met your pastor there. You say, my pastor works. If it's an associate pastor, it's okay. The real pastor, the senior pastor, when Moses lifted up his hands, Joshua was winning. Can you explain it? Can you explain it? What's the correlation between his hands up and Joshua winning in at the valley? When his hand was tired, Aaron and Hur put stones and they held it. When his hands were tired and he brought down the hand, they were losing. Can you explain it? No. So you need a covering in your life. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
When God distributed the inheritance, he distributed to the children of Israel and didn't give Levites anything. They said, why? They said, because I am your inheritance. But now, what is trending is that, oh, I like that pastor, he works. Pastor even brags about, I've read the Bible. It is not scripture. Particularly if you're sitting over a vision. Your duty is not to preach. It's to cover visions, to hear God, to be accurate in what you hear. Praise God, somebody. So when work hits me in Kano, I'm in Kano collecting God. Josh, said, you are preaching this evening. Josh is confused. Said, let's lift up our hands. Today we're going to worship up through. It's the month of Thanksgiving, isn't it? Brother James, please be on the keyboard. I said, Joshua, did you pray? That the Spirit just led me that we should worship. Say, you've done right. You've seen right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, every plan B,
outside God,
is out from today. Very easy to say, very hard to do. I will follow you, God, as long as. As long as. Am I trying to make it a simple thing difficult? No. What has God told you? Stay there until he tells you another thing. I'm saying stay where God has called you. Jehovah Jireh is not the name of God. Can I repeat? It's not the name of God. When God told Abraham in Genesis 22. Now I'm now in verse 18. He told him to take Isaac. He said, Isaac, your only son. You and I know that Isaac was not his only son. But in God's eyes, he was the only son. Abraham should have told Sarah, I'm going, I'm taking this child to go and kill for God. Sarah would have locked up Arapa and said, you and that God, today, in fact, I'm not hosting that God in this house anymore. Abraham dodged that boy to obey God. Did you hear what Abraham told the young men? Those young men were walking like this. They knew that Isaac could not be the sacrifice. If you waited for so long to receive Isaac, there's fire, there's wood. There's knife. No sacrifice. One of us must do the sacrifice. Because human sacrifice existed in those days. So when they said, stay here, I and the lad, we go to the yonder place. They said, oh, well, if you like, don't come back. He said, stay here. We will go to the yonder place and worship, and we will come back to you. Yet he was going to kill Isaac. He has prophesied that we come back with the child. Somebody here, you'll come back. I say, you'll come back. No matter your plan, you'll come back. No matter what looks like you are going to end your life, if you follow God, you will come back. Whoever goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless return with sheaves or harvest in their hands. You will come back again. That sleepless night you've had, that time of reading, that time, I don't know what it is, that is diametrically opposed to what people around you believe, but you are sure God spoke to you, you will come back with a testimony. Sit down. How do you save people from the swimming pool? If you are an experienced lifeguard, let me brag, like me, you let people drink water. If they are still struggling, bring in their head, don't move near them. If they can grab you and grab your hand to your side, you are done with them. They will make sure the two of you go down. So if they are struggling, leave them and let them drink. Like, half a gallon is okay. But it gets to a point they're not struggling anymore. That's when to dive into the water and pick them. You are struggling too much. So God can touch you. You want to make this happen? You want to buy this car? You want to change your... I'm not saying they are not legitimate needs. But you think your life is yours. There are people in this place that know that have been bought to the price. And I don't need to bother myself about some things. Because God will treat me better than I will treat myself. I say that to my kids all the time. When someone buys me 5 suits, oh, I saw you on the stage. Your suit was big because you lost weight. And he travels abroad and buys the suit. And I wear it as my size. And I tell my kids, God will treat you better than you treat yourself. Many, 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 many ways. Sometimes I see some alert and say, ooh, oh glory. God will treat you better than you treat yourself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So your struggles are too much. You want to do this, you want to do that. Till God is your only option. Till you pack all your eggs in God's basket, you've not started. In Acts 17:18, Paul was a good writer, but he was a bad speaker. God did it that way. Peter was a better speaker, but not a good writer. Then the Epicureans and the Stoics philosopher encountered him. And some said, what does this blabber? So he was a blabber. I want to say, these guys were intelligent. The Stoics, the philosopher. After theology, philosophy is the best because they know too much. Aristotle was not just someone that postulated. He was a philosopher. Love of beauty, love of things. He would get a message from everything. They said, what would this blabber say? Others said, he seemed to be a proclaimer of a foreign god because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. So they go to his meeting and they start this way. They were looking straight at him. You know, some of you have never been on stage. You know, people that are shaking their head and encouraging you, preach, pastor, I love you, pastor. If you don't focus on them and you look at people looking at this, you can miss your point. Now imagine everybody in the place. Paul can decide not to speak again. Just write a letter from the prison. And just send it to the church. Read it. They came there to see what the blabber would say. God made sure he had something to trust him for. So that the excellency will not be of him, but of God. I don't have time to show you 2 Corinthians 12. 3 times he went to God. Take this thorn from me. God said, no, I have to give you something to pray about. Because you've heard things that men should not have heard. For the abundance of your revelation. Read on. I think verse 9. Verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly I rest in my infirmity. Let's read on. I boast in my infirmity. Let's read on. Therefore, take pleasure in your weaknesses, in your reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses. He said, for when I'm weak, then I am strong. Read on. I have become a fool in boasting. You see, that was not how it started. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. Accolades of men didn't come. Endorsement from men didn't come. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostle. In other words, whether in writing of books or anything, I'm not behind those who lived with Jesus Christ. Though I am nothing. Verse 7. Lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given. God gave him something that when somebody say, I want to see you. Oh, maybe he didn't know about this thing. Something that will humble him. Something that will not make him proud. So that God is an extremist. He cannot continue to use you if you will touch. Did you see how God responded to Peter? God brought down a sheet. He said, kill and eat. He said, since I was born, I've never touched. And he said, what I give to you is what you call unclean. From today, just go to Cornelius' house. I won't use you anymore. Paul! Go and read the end of Peter's life. He said the things Brother Paul wrote that are hard to understand. Someone who lived with Jesus, who was zealous like that, hard revelations that are hard. And Jesus said, that is for me. Please and please, please and please, don't be a child in what I'm sharing with you. This is not me trying to humble you. This is not the causal thing. This is something you must pay attention to. Amen?
Amen.
You know, Abraham thought he was helping God when they gave her to Ishmael. Oh, maybe what God is saying is that, God has promised me. I should do something and help God a bit. No. Once your sweat touches, I'm not saying you don't have a part to play. If you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ when he was alive on earth, people did something to get what. But he told them, carry your bed. It was not their doing. Carry this, do that. If it's in the flesh, or God told them, the woman with the issue of blood said within herself, because she heard about Jesus. But if it's just that you want to show yourself or I know him or something, it will work. That's why he said to each one of them, your faith has made you. Look at the centurion that said, no, sir. Our people also under me. Speak from where you are. I don't want your face to appear in the front page of the newspaper again. If they say you came to a Gentile's house again, no. Don't come. Speak from where you are. And Jesus Christ stopped and said, I've not seen this faith. No, not in Israel. He was informed by what he knew about Jesus Christ. He was inspired by the Father. So today, what are you inspired to do? It's not popular. It's not common. What are you inspired to do? Or you are being like Abraham, trying to help with what God has said, trying to do things in your strength. There's no provision that you sleep with your house help. You are putting things together. You are wise in your own eyes. If I do this, if I don't, if I go pian, I can appear here. Many years ago, one pastor told me, he said, I will do it 21 days meeting. Even if you are stingy in that town, 21 days of doing it. So I'll gather one. I told him, I said, you will not have Shigmai. You will not have. And to the glory of God. to the shame of the devil. When he finished his 21 days, he came to me. He said, I should give you money because he didn't make any money. I said, you won't. And if you made money, then the devil is sponsoring your ministry. What you're looking for has kept God outside your life. Let me say this to you. What you're looking for, you're not found it because God has not found you. You're looking for the missing ass of your father. It's not the missing ass that is a big deal. God wants to make you the first king of Israel. If you allow yourself to be found, the missing ass will be found. The reason why what you're looking for, you've not found is because God has not found you. You are running from God. You are like me. Running. Oh, if I do it this way. Oh, if I do it that way. Oh, if I do it this way. Where will you make tonight, that night, that you want to follow God from the depth of your heart? You know the story of Gideon. God said the people were too much. God reduced them to 300. Please, there are 300. I want you to go and read Judges 7 when you get home. God ended up not using the 300. God can operate without using. It's God by himself. We sing it all the time, but we don't leave it. It's God by himself. I'm not saying you don't have a role to play, but let him inspire you. They said, Peter, you did the first miracle. The cripple stood up. He said, why do you do like we have done something? He said, the faith in Jesus. Faith in his name has made this man strong. You must get to that level that you don't touch his glory. Can somebody shout hallelujah? You are like an axe who is telling the lumberman, I'm sharp. I can cut 12 trees. Can an axe leave the shelf and cut a tree? You are useless if nobody picks you from that shelf. You are useless. You can tell me from now till tomorrow what God has told you. You can tell me how God has called you. But why is God not using you? Some are going through a process. Some God is dealing with them. But for most of the people, they need to adjust some things. And part of what you need to adjust is what I'm sharing with you tonight. Get off the high horse. Don't touch God's glory. Don't share out of God's glory. God will take you to where you belong. In the name of Jesus. Tap your neighbor, say, what's the axe beside the lumber man? The axe is bragging. Not knowing that you are as mighty as the person who wields the axe. That's why the Bible doesn't say arrows are this. It says, as arrows are in the hand of the mighty man. So it's the man that is pointing. Can arrows point themselves? Arrows can point themselves. In Isaiah 10:15, quickly let me read it to you before I close. Isaiah 10:15. The Bible says, shall the axe boast of itself against him who chops with it? Or shall a saw exalt itself against who saws with it? Or as if a rod could wield itself against those who lift it up? Or shall a staff, what's a staff, is normally gotten from almond trees. It doesn't have life anymore. If a staff could lift up as if it's one of wood. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll not be useless. Yeah. God will not abandon you. Yeah. In pride will not make God abandon you to pick someone else. Yeah. While you are alive, someone else will not take your glory. Will not do your life's assignment. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Romans 4 verse 2. I'm closing now because of time. Romans 4 verse 2. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about. But not before God. Not before God. In verse 3, the Bible says, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. If you can believe God today, what will happen is that you will let go of some things. If you can believe God can, that God can look after you, there's some steps you'll take tonight. Abraham was not justified by what he did, by just merely leaving his father's house. It was because he believes God. And God counted it for him for righteous sake. In Galatians 3:22. But the scripture has confined all under sin. That the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. So the promise is only received by faith. You can be in Jesus, but you must be by faith. You must operate by faith. So attending church, liking pastor, being in church is not enough. It's good. It's a good place to start. But take it a step further by operating by faith. God respects faith. I knew I wasn't going to be able to describe what I'm supposed to describe to you. So tomorrow I'll describe it. I want to close by reading Ephesians 2 from verse 6. Ephesians 2. The Bible says, God raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 7. So that in ages to come, it might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8. For by grace, the reason I've told you, the things I've read to you is that because by grace you have been saved through faith. So two things saved you. You were saved by grace through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Let's read verse 9 together. Ready? Not of works, lest anyone should. There is nobody here that will not say, God has been gracious to me. As you do that, don't only be humble. Believe God. As you do that, you initiate something in your life that will change your life totally. And your life will not remain the same. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. We give you the praise for your word. Thank you because nobody here will ever touch the glory of God anymore. Everyone will walk in line with his will. I pray that everyone here, anyone living in doubt, in the name of Jesus, they will, with the believing Abraham, tap into grace tonight. In the name of Jesus, they will not just be coming to church, but they will be a true child of the believing Abraham. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand if you believe. Is that what you're going to do for the Lord?